truthfully, we just accepted that there was a war on, and we went on with life, as you know, as if things were normal. And I mean that sincerely. I can't remember any fear or talk about war, you know. But I know, I'm just trying to think, with Mom and Dad during the war, it's just coming back to me now, there was a lot of people who you used to billet people. And I remember now, I can see her now. Her name was Anne Brown, and she was a Scots lady. And she came down to work in Gloucester from Scotland, and she was a conductress on the local bus company, you know. And she lived with us for years. She was a lodger with us for years during the war years. Yeah, I can remember that distinctly, yeah. That was fascinating, yeah.
And that was fairly common, was it, for people in this area to also billet other people from other parts of the country who came to work in Gloucester?
Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, people used, I don't know why they came down here. I suppose it was like the children in London being evacuated to this area and that. And but I know of another family that billeted, I can't think of their name, another conductress. Although she was, yeah, it was a common thing, yeah. And when you think that I was one of seven children, and we used to sleep head and tail, you know, in beds, and we'd have this Anne Brown lodging. You can imagine what sort of house, how crowded we were. But we got on with it, you know.